Later. Really great way to walk safe. shit, things, you know, that were going on, and just, you know.
He didn't tell you where Maddox was going to end up playing the
best message. No, he has no idea. You know, it was kind of funny though. Phil was talking on his cell phone, and he says, "Yeah, well now it's too late. Yeah, I guess it's a shame to lose, you know." And he was talking about Mark Sirota. I guess the Dodgers were somewhat interested in him, but they didn't pull the trigger. And Rizzo says, "You know, he says, we have no idea if Jeff Kent is going to come back from his wrist injury. So he says, you know, at least there's a little insurance question." Overall, it was a great experience. I mean, the weather at 80 degrees every day, sunny. Although at night in the desert, cold.
Kind of how it's been here in Pittsburgh the last week. Oh, there you go. It's been 60s. Beautiful weather.
Right.
For the great Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to the show. You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. This is baseball is a phenomenon that has been around for years, but I think that it's fair to say that it's been pretty popular within the last couple of years. We are fortunate to have a recent baseball team in the Danville area. We're lucky to have the captain of the Vermillion Bulls with us today. The captain is Jim Snowlock. We're going to ask a few questions and get a sense of what vintage baseball is like and what it's like to be a captain of the Vermillion Bulls and what kind of people play vintage baseball and what exactly vintage baseball is like. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what exactly is vintage baseball for those who may have heard about it but not exactly familiar with the whole concept?
Well, there's a broad definition of it. Yeah.
say that one of our co-hosts, Todd, he's a certified umpire, and he umpires a regional team, and he felt bad because he tried to turn the interview because he really wanted to help you with my questions about the differences of the rule holds, and he said he obviously has a much interest in how nice the games are being and baseball is being adjusted and played, and the differences between pitch performance and fight numbers. It was just
One thing from an umpire standpoint, one of the big differences
Well, I will say that I did see a fair share of mold games, and I highly recommend it for a family outing because, like you said, it is played very gentlemanly fashion, and I don't have, fucking fans, weed over my kids, and throwing beer over them, and I really enjoy the, not just the gentlemanly manner, but just the whole, the atmosphere, not just watching the game itself, but enjoying the ambiance, I guess is what I want to say. Just the concept, the uniforms, the fans that get into the game. It's a very enjoyable afternoon for me to take my kids and feel like I don't have to, worry about, any sort of
But, you know, we are, you know,
So what's life to be Thank you. Yeah, I want to thank you, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you next summer.
Okay.
You've been talking to you since the last year. You've got some of these annoying holes in